Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It's hard to predict the future when it comes to the American agricultural economy, and 2022 is no different. David Widmar, an agricultural economist from Agricultural Economics Insights, says there are several concerns in the months ahead.
The macro economy, the overall U.S. economy, is on everyone's mind, and how things play out in 2022 could have long-term implications. And I think the other issue that's really important is the combination of production expenses and commodity prices. And right now, everything's tight, but probably doable. But if we see one of those really slip one way or the other, it could become challenging for producers to navigate.
He says inflation is the biggest concern when it comes to the macro economy.
Everyone right now is thinking about inflation, and I think that's true. We've seen data coming out of the Federal Reserve that said that inflation is pretty high. Thankfully, the duration has been pretty short. We haven't seen inflation lasting very long. Again, a year ago, we were looking at inflation rates in the 1% to 2% range. And so this has been a pretty short-term phenomenon. How much pain inflation causes is a function of the magnitude and the duration. We have a magnitude that's around 5.5%. The duration has been short. Of course, this is a concern, but we have to put it in the right context. Of course, the follow-up is what's going to happen with inflation.
The biggest economic question is what the Fed will do with interest rates and the effect it'll have on inflation.
It's really important to think about how this unfolds. And if we see a scenario play out in 2022 where the Fed is raising interest rates and inflation is still challenging, then that could spell long-term challenges or headwinds for the farm sector. We could see inflation continue to be a concern. We could see high levels of interest rates continue to be a concern. On the other side, maybe the optimistic side, if we see inflation start to abate or start to slow down as supply chains get restarted, that could be less pressure on the Fed to raise interest rates here in the next year or 18 months.
As always, policy coming out of Washington, D.C. will be a concern for American agriculture.
D.C. and the policy priorities, the last 2 years have been really focused on COVID and the economy and sort of the recovery from situations we've had starting back in 2020 and lingered with us the last 2 years. But we've started to push through that potentially. Maybe, hopefully, we don't have as much focus on stimulus efforts coming out of Congress or COVID relief efforts. And maybe we get ahead of the disease a little bit. So the question is, what will Congress and the White House focus on?
He says the tensions will also play a part to the agricultural economy during 2022. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.